the grand entrance to Celebration this June, dancers from around Southeast Alaska entered Centennial Hall wearing button blankets with hand-beaded clan crests, hats woven from strips of cedar, and carved formline headpieces depicting raven or a bear. Celebration only lasts a few days, but in that time, over 5,000 Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people wear cherished regalia, often handmade by loved ones or renowned artists. After the drum beats die down at the end of Celebration, many start working on making or collecting regalia to wear to the next one. But some may have gotten left behind.
But there's objects here going back as far as, I think, 2006. And we want them to go home to their families.
That's Emily Galgano. She's the Archives and Collections Director at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Her team has been working to catalog the 150 or so lost items of Celebrations gone by. Sometimes, in the chaos of dancing, singing, and story times, valuable things get dropped or left in a corner. In the few days and months after each event, a few people reach out to claim their hats and robes.
After a while, those requests start to trickle out and people aren't asking anymore, and that's when it comes down to archives. And here we keep them in museum quality conditions. They're in our vault where it's temperature and humidity controlled, and we keep them in, you know, sterile environment, and we just try to make sure we're taking care of them.
Marjorie Barker Ida Shawat Tlakwetsi has been helping catalog the lost items. She's a weaver too, and she knows how much work goes into making some of these items.
I'm sure a lot of these regalia was made by family members. You know, aunties or mothers or sisters. Like, I mean, when I make regalia, I'm thinking of my nieces and nephews, so.
She says she was shocked at first by how much stuff there was in the lost and found, but then she saw all the kids-sized regalia. She thought of the way those nieces and nephews play around at gatherings and how they aren't always the most aware of where their stuff is. But the adult items make her think that the person it belongs to must be very worried about their regalia.
I'd be devastated if I lost my robe. So it's just kind of a weird feeling, just like, it's like you really want it to go back to who it belonged to.
Galgano's team will post a call out on social media to anyone who has lost a piece of regalia at Celebrations in the last 18 years. They ask for a description and photos of the item to prove ownership. And if that item is in the basement, Galgano says they'll send it home so that someone can dance in it again. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.